Somewhere in Romania, someone was watching. State officials don't know who it was or what they wanted, but from an internet address that was later traced to the country in Eastern Europe, the attacker made his way undetected into a server located in Phoenix, Arizona.
In lay terms, what that means is we had a user log in from overseas who didn't have appropriate rights and access to the system, but was able to access the system.
That's Richard Bowes, commissioner of the Department of Information and Innovation. The server was owned by CGI, the technology firm hired by the state to construct Vermont Health Connect. And Bowes says the equipment was part of a, quote, development environment used to test components of the exchange. Bowes says a rigorous internal probe by both CGI and state security experts has shown that the personal data of Vermonters was never at risk. Lawrence Miller is the Shumlin appointee brought in January to help resolve the troubled rollout of Vermont Health Connect. He says there's no reason to believe that hackers gained access to the live environment, the computer servers where customer information is stored.
We, the state, looked at it as being a relatively modest incident. It didn't challenge any of the security structures that were set up around the normal system. It was somebody coming in through an unlocked front door.
But Republican Randy Brock is skeptical. The former state auditor unsuccessfully tried to unseat Governor Peter Shumlin in 2012. Since then, Brock, aided by intelligence being funneled to him by an inside source at the exchange, has used the state's open records law to make public what he says is evidence of mismanagement and incompetence in the rollout of Vermont Health Connect. A public records request filed by Brock last week made it clear he was on to the security breach. The administration says it's disclosing the information now to get in front of the news and prevent Vermonters from losing confidence in the insurance website.
This is an issue that we feel was evaluated, put to rest through the proper channels, and now some people are questioning whether or not there's some sort of cover-up or conspiracy about whether or not this was a more significant breach.
Brock says his worries about Vermont consumers' security aren't assuaged by the assurances from Miller and Bowes.
The development environment is the place where software is developed. And so it immediately raises the question of, could there be any manipulation in code?
Brock says the administration should consider disclosing breaches to Vermonters when they occur, instead of accusing him of political gamesmanship when he exposes them.
The intrusion by a hacker into a development environment involving Vermont Health Connect would be something that Vermonters might at least want to know about. Why does the administration say nothing about it until someone effectively catches them at it?
Brock says he hasn't decided whether to run against Shumlin again in 2014. Bowes says he plans to brief lawmakers on the breach soon. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.